Hey folks, Dan Furrier here with your market update, where we talk about kind of the stock market in general, but we really focus in on housing because I'm a mortgage advisor, and a lot of people are out there saying, what in the world is going on with the real estate today? So it was an anticipated day today by me and a lot of other people because the jobs number came out. So what was expected was that we would see a jobs number and that the number would be really in the headlights of the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve a couple weeks ago was at the point where they probably were going to raise rates one more time, or maybe two more times, by maybe 0.25% this next meeting, and then maybe 0.25% the next meeting after that. But then the last jobs report came in and all that changed. What happened was, well, let me show it to you. Let's get over to the economic calendar so I can show you some of the details of what came in. So here's the economic calendar for this week, but where we're just going to focus in on today is Friday, the jobs report number. So look at the numbers here. So the previous number that came in last time was there was over 500,000 new jobs created in the economy. And you can see that right over here in the red dot. Okay, so the anticipation, all the economists did all their due diligence and they said, well, this time we should have about 205,000 new jobs. All right. So what happened? Well, we got the report today and it came in at 311,000. So you guys a lot of times think, I don't know what I'm doing. Well, I'm probably more accurate than the weatherman, or weather person, my apologies. And look at this. Look at all the economists said. They expected that the number would come in at 205,000. What did it come in at? 311,000. So even economists on Wall Street that make millions of dollars still can't peg this thing. So that's what we're going to talk about today. But the one interesting piece of this is so many people got jobs, but look at the job unemployment rate. It went from 3.4, and all the economists thought it would stick at 3.4. It's now up to 3.6. So this might put a little bit of headwinds on what the Federal Reserve is going to do. Maybe they might kind of settle down a little bit. Only time's going to tell. But one of the things that I want to show you guys is CNBC just came out. Here's a quick clip by Rick Santelli. Check it out. And then when we come back, I'm going to put my analogy on it. But he has some harsh words to say about some things. Take it away, Rick.
We look at what's going on. Interest rates on 10s are going down. Interest rates on 2s are below 470. And the stock market is gyrating a bit in the Dow futures, but it is moving up a bit. And we need to obviously consider all the flight to safety that has distorted many of these metrics, especially on the Treasury side. And the very simple reason is, you know, we had the biggest punch bowl in world history for many years. Then we had COVID hit and we threw a bunch of money into the global economy and specifically the U.S. economy. Banks were flush. They purchased a lot of securities, much more in the securities camp than what they tried to loan out when they were flush with all these deposits. Well, with rates moving up and money markets so competitive, they're losing deposits. And all those securities they have, if they hold them to maturity, they don't have to show the losses from an accounting perspective, although you can find it if you really look at their statements. The point here is, should they need to start liquidating because deposits keep moving away, they're going to end up liquidating securities that were held for sale or to be determined to be held till maturity. If they liquidate those, they have to show the losses, and that's something to pay very close attention to. Back to the panel.
Okay, so let me break it down a little bit. What he was saying was the banks were flushed with money. Consumers were flushed with money. Everybody was buying things. So the consumer was buying houses and cars and things like that. What the bigwigs on Wall Street were doing, they were buying bonds and stocks. Well, they were kind of letting the Federal Reserve take over the bond market. So they started loading up with stocks and things like that because they were flushed with money. Now, all of a sudden, interest rates spiked. So you now can get in a savings rate or a CD rate 4 or 5%. So why would you want to risk in this market right now putting your money in maybe speculative stocks? I even have things like Berkshire Hathaway, Google, Apple. What other big companies do I have? Ford. These are companies that I own. Now, I'm not telling you to own them. I'm not a financial planner. I'm not liable for that. I'm just giving you my opinions and use this as an educational piece, but don't trade off of my information. So I bought those companies because they're solid. They're huge companies, and over time, I'll make money. But in the short term, I'm getting hammered. Okay, so banks have multiples of what I own. So they're going to be squeezed here. And what Rick Santelli was saying is at some point they're going to have to either sell out their positions, or their position will mature. Then they're going to have to post what happened. I'm sure all of their stocks, or most of their stocks, are going to be losses. So a lot of bank earnings are going to be in jeopardy here coming up. But what I really want to focus in on today is this piece. So we know what's going on with the right now with the unemployment piece, and only time will tell, and I'll keep you up to date on what's going on with that and what my thoughts are on the Fed. But here's another piece when it comes to housing, okay? So here's what happened. This is the first time since 2012 that housing is starting to lose value. So we knew this was coming, but a lot of people, what I was contradicting was, I was saying, guys, you're not going to see a huge crash. And I have multiple reasons for that, and I'm not going to go over that again today. But let's just go through this chart real quick and what this comes out to be. Look at right here. This is going to give you the years. Here's my frustration with a lot of Main Street media news, okay? They've been telling you that there's going to be a housing crash since 2020, okay? So right through here. So 2020, everybody's like, the housing market, if rates hit 4%, it's all bets off in housing. Housing is going to crash, and it's going to do this. Well, what has happened since then? Well, we went from $31 trillion in home values to $34, to $36, to $37, to $39, to $40, $41, $43, almost $44 trillion. So you missed out on all of this. That was my concern. Is the market going to stabilize, probably drop some? Yes, because we saw values on homes go out the roof. So a lot of people are just, you know, they can't afford things anymore. Now, on the side where people own the house, such as myself, it's a really hard position to sell right now because my mortgage rate is 2.5%. Okay. And if I had to buy a new house in today's market, even equivalent to what I own, my house payment is probably going to double. It's going to stay set. So what's happening now is in yesterday's video, I don't know if you remember, but construction's starting to now take a taper down, new home constructions. Well, existing home sales, you're going to see that flat too, because people just don't want to sell into this market because rates are so high. So that's putting a cap on how many houses are available. So you're not going to have as much supply, okay? And you don't have as much demand. So if your demand drops and your supply drops, you're still going to have an equilibrium just at a lower level. You should not see a crash in the market. Now, there's going to be a lot of people that disagree with me, but I'm going to go back to this chart saying, well, you might be the same people that said we're going to experience a huge crash in 2020, 2021, 2022, and now in 2023, I might be in your camp, but I'm not predicting a huge crash. I'm going to say the markets are going to stabilize from here. Most markets in an average could see maybe a 5 or 10% reduction. You're going to have other markets that are hurt more, and you're going to have other markets that might not even see really a blip in the radar. They're going to hold steady where they are. You might want to contradict me, but what I warn you to do is go back to the economic calendar here. A lot of economists, the ones that are making millions, said that the non-farm payroll number was going to come in at 200,000. It came over 300,000. So maybe they don't know what they're talking about. Just saying. So in general, here's what's happening on in the markets. Let me pull up to what's going on in the stock market right now. We'll go back to CNBC and just click up through here to see what's going on in those markets right now. We had a nice little blip there for a second, but let's see what the major indices are doing. We're seeing right here, what do we got? The S&P is down just a hair. The NASDAQ is down 68 points. Dow Jones down 20. So it's not as bad. Here's what my anticipation was. I thought we were going to have another number. Well, I kind of thought this number, we would be about 200,000 or 300,000. But I said, man, if we had another number at 500,000, this market would be down probably about 900. And then over here with the bonds, especially mortgage-backed securities, this would have got crushed. And you would have probably seen rates go up to about 7.375. Today, we're starting to stagnate. So what you're seeing on the screen right now is mortgage-backed securities, what they're doing. They love this news because now they're thinking, well, maybe it was a blip in the radar, the last reading. And also, look at this. Some of the numbers that came in today was the unemployment rate spiked or went from 3.4 to 3.6. Take out that spike because a lot of people are going to analyze every word I say and say, Dan, it didn't spike. Well, it's from 3.4 to 3.6. The participation rate is at 62.5%. So that means 62% of the people out there are representing and telling the surveyors if they're working or not. So there's still, 38% that don't report? So are they working or are they not working? Another piece of this is the average hourly earnings were up 0.2. Basically in line to where we are. So what the average earnings are is how much people are earning. Year over year, that number is at 4.6, which is good, but it's starting to taper down. So here's my thoughts on the unemployment rates and unemployment from here. I love more and more people getting jobs. And I think the Federal Reserve and a lot of Wall Street people are missing this. Here's my thought behind this. If you have, let's say, for example, if I wanted to hire, it's hard to find, well, not in the mortgage business right now. It's easy to find somebody. But in manufacturing, like I said, I go home every night and pass a whole section of buildings that's manufacturing. Every one of them has help wanted signs. We'll pay bonuses. We'll pay this. We'll give you a 401k immediately. We'll do this. We'll do that. Why? Well, because the supply of labor is short. So we as the employers have to pay up to get employees. Okay, so think of this. If there's more and more and more people joining the workforce or trying to, that puts a lid. There's not that much. There's more demand or supply out there, however you want to look at it, for employment. So now the employer doesn't have to keep paying up and up and up because the wage inflation is going to be really sticky. So the more jobs out there means as an employer, I can find more talent out there and I don't have to competitively bid. Think of it like people with housing in the last couple of years. You kind of want to buy a house, but if you want to buy a house, you have to overbid for it. Same thing with employment. If I want employees, I have to overbid for them because there's not a pool of people to pick from because they're staying at home because they had enough money, like Rick Santelli said, from the COVID and all the PPP and everything else. So now I think people are running out of money. We showed that example in yesterday's video. If you want to find that out, check it out up here. But now people are running out of money and they're being forced to go back to work. So what are you going to see? You're going to see less people really spending a lot of money. They're running out of money. They're going to have to start working back to, let's see, back to 2018 when everybody worked and then you lived within a budget and so forth. We had ample funds. Everybody had excess money. And if you disagree with that, check out yesterday's video. But now we're starting to see it come back to normalcy. So this is a good news from my take because it's giving more people into the workforce that'll stagnate or at least put a cap on wages. So that's what's going on right now. So what you're seeing in the markets right now is the MBSs are up 41. Fantastic. Check out, like I said, yesterday's video because I explained how this works. But basically how bonds work is the number goes up, which you're seeing on here, up 41. We're probably going to see about an eighth of reduction in rates, maybe up to a quarter with some lenders. So that's what's going on right now. We'd love when this number goes up. So where are mortgage rates right now? According to Mortgage News Daily, these are not my rate sheets. These isn't any individual mortgage company's rate sheets. This is the national average. So right now we're seeing the 30-year fix right now at 7%, down 5 basis points. These are the top six products people use when they're trying to get a mortgage to buy a property or refinance. So you can see those across the board. The interesting thing is here right now is a couple weeks ago, not too long ago, if you can squeeze down in this section here, mortgage rates capped out at 7.375. So we're down 3/8 still from where we were back in November, which is nothing but good news. So if you like my videos, all I ask you to do is three little things. Give me a thumbs up. Click the subscription down below and hit the bell every time I post a video, and especially my live events Wednesday nights to answer all your questions live. You'll get alerts for that as well. So God bless, guys. Thanks so much for watching. Have a fantastic weekend, and I'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.